After the big federal emergency declaration in January, Governor Mike Dunleavy issued a state emergency declaration in March, and that was taken up and extended by the Alaska legislature with Senate Bill 241. That state declaration ended hours ago at midnight. So did the health mandates the governor started issuing in March. A new 30-day disaster declaration went into effect at 12:01 this morning, and with it comes 8 new COVID-19 outbreak health orders. Some of the orders are similar to the previous mandates. The orders cover everything from testing requirements for travelers to newly allowing for online raffles and lotteries. Another new order requires that travelers within Alaska who travel on the road system maintain social distancing until they have a negative test result for the coronavirus. That includes Alaskans traveling for Thanksgiving. While the other orders are effective today, that one goes into effect Saturday. But local communities are allowed to impose their own travel restrictions, and one of the orders continues to allow for that. Municipalities around the state have their own emergency declarations to take advantage of state and federal funding and health and social service powers. The Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly worked on extending its own COVID-19 emergency declaration last week. As a second-class borough, FNSB has very limited health and social service powers. But as Assemblymember Matt Cooper says, it will give the borough flexibility in the pandemic.
This resolution doesn't request mandates. It doesn't request any specific policy decisions about going to work or going to school or anything like that. It simply asks the legislature to issue a disaster declaration that allows local governments to continue assisting in COVID relief where we can.
The governor can only declare an emergency for 30 days, which is what happened in March before the legislature acted with its greater power. Now, Assemblymember Liz Like says the legislature must act again to extend the governor's emergency declaration before it expires December 15th. A resolution before the assembly last Thursday called for that and for the borough to extend its own local emergency declaration.
The real solution is for the legislature to somehow bring itself back together, whether the governor calls the legislature into session or the legislature brings itself into sessions. We also have a part to extend our own declaration well into next year.
Cooper says a state emergency gives the borough more eligibility for federal grants related to the COVID pandemic.
Things like the Carlson Center as an alternate care facility may become very important in the very near future, as well as the ability to administer funds like the CARES grant funding.
The Carlson Center has been in warm-ready status with hospital beds set up since April. Assembly members like Cooper and Leah Berman-Williams sponsored the resolution with an end date of June 30th. But Assemblymember Aaron Lajewski thought taking the declaration out to June was too long and moved to cut it off February 28th. During discussion of that motion, Berman-Williams suggested a compromise.
I move to amend the amendment to say March 31st instead of February 28th. Seems like a compromise between people who don't really want to extend it at all and people who want to extend it another 7 months. So I'm okay with that.
That amendment passed and the resolution was approved. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.